திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
ஓம் கணானாம் த்வா கணபதி குங்ஹவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாமுபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் பிரம்மணாம் பிரம்மணஸ்பத ஆனஃ ஷ்ருண்வண்ணூதி பிக்ஸீதசாதனம் பிரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி வாஜேபிர்வாஜினீவதி தீநாமவித்ரயவதோ கணேஷாய நம சரஸ்வத்யை நம ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நம ஹர ஓம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமான் ததீச்சிம் உபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்ட சிவாஹ்வயம். ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்யா மங்களம் தேஹி பிரபோ. த்ரைலோக்ய சம்பதாலேக்ய சமுல்லேகன வித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நம. யாமாகுக் சர்வலோகானாம் பிரகிருதம் சாஸ்திர பாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மச்சாரிணீம் ஷம்போஹ் பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம். அமிர்தார்த்தம் பிரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா பிரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈசான மனோரமாம் சாம்ப சிவாய நம. So yesterday we saw about Vyasacharya glorifying the divine attributes and divine names and divine features of Lord Shiva to Arjuna, describing him to be the cause of all causes, and we are going to continue from there. So yesterday we saw about the names like Maheshwara, Vishwarupa, Trayambaka, Durjati, Bahurupa, etc. So there are some more names that Vyasacharya talks about, very important names about for Lord Shiva. Samedayati yannityam sarvartan sarvakarmasu shivam icchan manushyanam tasmat esha shivak smritah. Very very important verse why Mahadeva is called as Shiva. And there is another reason also, is a very very like famous name for Lord Shiva, Shivaha. Just by chanting the name Shiva, one gets rid of all the sins that he or she has done for crores and crores of years. So these statements are there in the Upanishads and Shastras and Vedas and Puranas itself. Namah Shivaya comes in the center of the Vedas, which has been accepted even by some of the Advaita Acharyas too, like Kanchi Mahaparivan, Appaya Dikshitar. There are four Vedas basically: Rig Vedam, Yajur Vedam, Sama Vedam and Atharvana Vedam. Usually when people are asked about the Vedas, the order of the Vedas, they say Rig, Sama, Yajur, Atharvana. But the chronological order is Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharvana Veda. And in Yajur Veda we have two: Krishna Yajur Vedam and Shukla Yajur Vedam. So the middle one that comes in the middle is Krishna Yajurvedam. So Rig Vedam, Shukla Yajurvedam, Krishna Yajurvedam, Sama Vedam, Atharvana Vedam. The one that comes in the middle is Krishna Yajurvedam, and the middle portion within the Krishna Yajurvedam is Taittiriya Samhita. And the one that is present in the middle of the Taittiriya Samhita is the fourth canto, Chaturtha Kande. That's what we say for Rudram, and that is the fourth canto is none other than Rudram. And then within the fourth canto the fifth chapter. So Chaturtha Kande Panchama Prapataka. So fourth canto you have many things, I'm sorry about that. So fourth canto we have many various stutis within the Krishna Yajurvedam Taittiriya Samhita, and within that the fifth chapter is talking about Rudram. Chaturtha Kande Panchama Prapataka Om. So when we complete Rudram we say Iti Shri Krishna Yajurvediya Taittiriya Samhitayam Chaturtha Kande Panchama Prapataka Om. So fourth canto, fifth chapter, I have completed the Rudram, that is a part of the Krishna Yajurvedam Taittiriya Samhita, fourth canto, fifth chapter. That's what we say at the end of Rudram. So that portion, the fifth chapter of the fourth canto in the Taittiriya Samhita of Krishna Yajurvedam, is the middle of the Vedas, and the center of Rudram, Shri Rudram, is the ಆಸ್ಪೀಷಿಯಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ನಮಃಶಿವಾಯ ಪಂಚಾಕ್ಷರ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಸಪ್ತಕೋಟಿಷು ಮಂತ್ರೇಷು ಮಂತ್ರ ಪಂಚಾಕ್ಷರೋ ಮಹಾನ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿಷ್ಣವಾದಿ ದೇವೇಶು ಯಥಾ ಶಂಭುರ್ ಮಹತ್ತರ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಶಿವ ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಶಿಖಾಮಣಿ ವಿಚ್ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ 7 crore ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ವಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ ಆಕ್ಸೆಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು 20,000 ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದರ್ ಆರ್ 7 crore ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಅನಂತಾವೇ ವೇದಾಹ ದ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಪ್ತಕೋಟಿಷು ಮಂತ್ರೇಷು ದ 7 crore ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ 7 crore ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಪಂಚಾಕ್ಷರೋ ಮಹಾನ್ ದ ಪಂಚಾಕ್ಷರ ಮಂತ್ರ ನಮಃಶಿವಾಯ ಇಸ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಮಹಾನ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ತಾರಕ ಮಂತ್ರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿಷ್ಣುವಾದಿ ದೇವೇಶು ಯಥಾ ಶಂಭುರ್ ಮಹತ್ತರ ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಯುನೋ ಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಗಾಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಆರ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಆರ್ ಇಂದ್ರ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಮಂತ್ರ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೆಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಮಹಾದೇವ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮಹಾನ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ತಾರಕ ಮಂತ್ರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ 4th canto 4th chapter 14th verse Satimata, when Daksha was in Ahankara and insulting Mahadeva, Satimata says in Bhagavatam, this is there in Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 4th chapter, 14th verse, Yad dvayaksharam nama gireritam drunam sakrit prasangada dhyamashu hanti tat pavitra kirtim tamalanga dhya shasanam bhavanoho dveshti shivam shivetaraha. Oh Daksha, oh foolish Daksha, you are insulting that auspicious Mahadeva, you are calling him as inauspicious. But remember one thing, by chanting the word Shiva, which contains two syllables, Dvayaksharam, Dvaya means two, Akshara means syllable. So two syllables, just by chanting those two syllables, Shiva, one gets rid of all the sins that he or she has done. And you are insulting that auspicious Mahadeva. Namah Shivaya cha Shivataraya cha Shivataraya Namah Shivaya you are auspicious and then Rudram goes on to say Shivataraya there is no one more auspicious than you oh Lord Shiva then the next question comes who is more auspicious than Shiva right that's where the Vedas say Shivataraya cha Shankaraya cha Mayaskaraya cha Namah Shivaya cha Shivataraya cha Shivataraya means there is no one auspicious there is no one that is more auspicious than you oh Lord Shiva you are the supreme reality And then also, Nakaradi Yakarantam Nyatva Panchaksharam Japet. One should chant the Panchakshara Mantra always, Pancha Brahma Upanishad. And the Shiva Namam within the Panchakshara is the center of the Panchakshara, which is more auspicious than the Panchakshara. And then, so we have Basmajabala Upanishad also talking about the Panchakshara Mantram being the Taraka Mantram, which is recited in the years of... the Jivatmas who die in Kashi, the Shivaganas come and then they recite or Kalarudra is not Paramashiva, Kalarudra comes or Shivaganas come and recite the Panchakshara Mantra or the Shadakshara Mantra, Om Namah Shivaya or Namah Shivaya in the years of the person who is dying in Kashi and they go back eternally to Parakailasha. Shaiva Taraka Mantram, Basmajabala Upanishad says. And there is an exclusive Upanishad called Panchakshara Jabala Upanishad which talks about this Namam. So Shiva Namam is spoken of everywhere. Just by chanting Shiva Shiva, Mahadeva becomes, you know, he gets ready to grant you the post of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Shiva Shiva Yengile Devamumava, Tirumandiram says. Tirumular in Tirumandiram says, Shiva Shiva Yengile Devamumava. Just by chanting Shiva Shiva, you can even obtain the post of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. But a Shiva Bhakta is not interested in becoming Brahma, Vishnu or Indra because those are temporary, at the end of the day, temporary posts. And one another thing, because some people out of Ahankara, they say that, you know, this portion of Drona Parva is not authentic. Just because it is glorifying Lord Shiva. You know how Kali Yuga is, you know, just we can see by this. If something is glorifying Lord Shiva, oh no, it is not authentic. How much amount of Shiva Dvesham? But, you know, to contradict these Avaidika Modas, you know, Bhatta Bhaskara, a great personality, he has mentioned this verse. And that's why this verse should be memorized and this verse is very, very important. That's why I stated. Now, one thing is that because it has the word Shiva, I have not come to the explanation why Vyasacharya says you know, why Vyasacharya says Mahadeva is called as Shiva. I have not come to that explanation yet. But, you know, there are two things. One is actually it's talking about Shiva. The second thing is that this verse has been quoted by a personality who is Purvam to Shankara, Ramanuja and Madhva and all other Shaiva Acharyas. Bhatta Bhaskara, who appeared in the 5th century, has quoted this verse. So this is a very, very authentic portion of, you know, Mahabharata with no doubt. He has mentioned for Namashivaya, Shankaraya cha in his Rudra Bhashyam, for every piece, you know, for every letter in the Rudram that comes, he has given a detailed explanation. You know, people who are, you know, who want to know, who are interested to know, who are interested in knowing about Lord Shiva should read his Rudra Bhashyam, because his Rudra Bhashyam is more detailed than Sayana Bhashyam. Sayanacharya would have, you know, given two or three lines of commentary. But Bhatta Bhaskara would have given like 20 lines of commentary for each sloka. You know, magnanimous commentary, seriously. So for Shankarayacha, Shankarayacha, Mayaskarayacha, Namak Shivayacha, Shivatarayacha, for that Namah Shivaya, he mentions about Atharvashika Upanishad. Shiva Eko Dyeyaha. Shiva is the only object of meditation. Shiva is the only object of worship. He mentions from that and he quotes this verse. Samedayati yennityam sarvartan sarvakarmasu shivam icchan manushyanam tasmat esha shivak smritaha. This verse, 131st verse of the 202nd chapter Drona Parva, has been mentioned by Bhatta Bhaskara, who appeared in the 5th century or even before. I'm not sure about very exact date, but he is definitely Purvam to Shankara and Ramanuja, and also many other Shaiva Acharyas. So he has mentioned this verse. So it's a very, very authentic portion of Mahabharata. So I wanted to highlight on that. And let's see what why Vyasacharya attributes this word Shiva to Mahadeva. So Shivam Ichchan Manushyanam. He increases all kinds of wealth and he wishes the good for mankind. Vishwa Shambhu. Shambhu means the doer of good and Vishwa means the whole world. So he is the doer of good to the entire universe. Anantam avyayam kavigum samudrentam vishvashambhuvam anantam. He is infinite. Avyayam, he is imperishable. Kavigum, he is the knower of everything. He is omnipotent, omnipresent. And then samudrentam vishvashambhuvam. Samudrentam means he ends the ocean of samsara. He liberates you from the repeated cycles of birth and death. That's the ultimate aim, right? Tamevam vidvan amrita ihabhavati nanyak panta yanaya vidyate. There is no other way to attain moksha apart from surrendering to Lord Shiva, which comes in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Purusha Suktam, everywhere. So he is the doer of good. Vishwa Shambhuvam, this comes in the Upanishads. So one who does good to the entire universe. So since he does good to everybody, you know, the entire universe and all the mankind, whatever you want, whatever you are interested in, he gives you that. And for that reason, he is called as Shiva. He says that to Arjuna. And moving on. Sagasraksho yutaksho va sarva sarvato kshimayopi va yatcha vishvam mahatpati mahadevas tatak smritaka. Then why is he called Mahadeva? The reason he is called as Mahadeva, he explains, he possesses eyes all over. He possesses 1,000 eyes, 10,000 eyes, and he has eyes all over. Wherever you see, the eyes of Mahadeva are there. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 3rd verse. Vishvatash Chakshuruta. The entire universe is present as Mahadeva's eyes. Vishvato Mukho. The entire universe is present as Mahadeva's Mukha, face, beautiful, wonderful face. That Namashivabhyam, Nava Yavvanabhyam. That 16-year-old face of Mahadeva is present all over the universe. Vishvato Hasta Uta Vishvataspad. His hands and his feet are present as this universe. His energy, basically this universe is energy. And it, since he has eyes all over, you know, and also he protects the universe. He protects the universe. He is the protector of even Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. And that's the reason, you know, he is called as Mahadeva. And connecting this, why eyes are connected to the word Mahadeva, then one might think. I was also thinking, but Mahanarayana Upanishad brings in a beautiful point. We know the Gayatri Mantra for Lord Shiva is Tat Purushaya Vidmahe Mahadevaya Dhimahi Tanno Rudra Prachodayat. There is another mantra ಪುರುಷಸ್ಯ ವಿದ್ಮಹೆ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಕ್ಷಸ್ಯ ಮಹಾದೇವಸ್ಯ ಧೀಮಹಿ ತನ್ನೋ ರುದ್ರ ಪ್ರಚೋದಯಾತ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇ? ಸಹಸ್ರಾಕ್ಷಸ್ಯ ಮಹಾದೇವಸ್ಯ, ಓ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ ಐಡ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಇಸ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆಲ್ ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಕ್ಷ, ದ ಥೌಸಂಡ್ ಐಸ್. ಈವನ್ ದ ಪುರುಷ ಸೂಕ್ತಂ ಸೇ ಸಹಸ್ರ ಶೀರ್ಷಾತ್ ಪುರುಷ ಸಹಸ್ರಾಕ್ಷ ಸಹಸ್ರಪಾತ್. So it comes, and this word also sagasraksha comes 3 times in Rudram. Sagasrakshaya cha shatatanvane cha namo girishaya cha shipipishtaya cha namo meedushtamaya cha shumate cha namo. Comes 3 times sagasraksha. Avatatya danustvagum sagasraksha shade shude nishiriya shalyanam muka shivonas sumana bhava. Many, many places. So this word fits for, you know, this aligns, syncs with the word Mahadeva. And then he protects the universe. Another reason he gives is, why is he called Mahadeva? Because he protects the entire universe. He protected the Devas from Tripurasuras, Andhakasura, Jalandhara, Gajasura, Tarakasura. He protected the entire universe and also Brahma and Vishnu from the Halahala poison. He destroyed the Ahankara of Daksha. He destroyed the ego of Narasimha and saved the universe, or else Narasimha would have destroyed the entire universe. So he is the ultimate protector. That's why the Abhaya Mudra that Nataraja is showing, it refers to the, he is the ultimate protector. For namesake, we can say Brahma is the creator and Narayana is the protector. But who is protecting Brahma and Narayana? Who is creating Brahma and Narayana? That is Lord Shiva, ultimate protector. Maybe they are the secondary protectors and secondary creators, we can say that. But primary, the ultimate protector and ultimate creator is Lord Shiva. So that's, since he protects everybody in this universe, including the devatas, and that's why he's called as Mahadeva. And then we have seen how Mahadeva, the word, is the most favorite for Krishna. Mahadeva, Mahadeva, Mahadeveti Vadinaha. The one who chants the names of, one who chants the name Mahadeva, Mahadeva, Mahadeva. I run behind his feet. I run behind his or her feet. Krishna comes to serve that that person who chants the names of, who chants the name Mahadeva. This comes in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Krishna Janma Kandam, 75th chapter. So that's about the word Mahadeva. Moving on. Mahatpurvam stito yaccha pranotpatti stitascha yat sthitalingascha yannityam tasmat sthanur iti smritaha. Why is he called sthanu? Sthanu means immovable, imperishable or immovable, perennial. Stirak sthanuh prabhur bhimak. The second name in the Shiva Sahasranama for Lord Shiva is sthanu. He appeared as an Agni Stambha. So Brahma and Narayana were fighting in Ahankara. Brahma thought, okay, I am the supreme, and Narayana claimed he is the supreme. But Mahadeva appeared in front of them as an Agni Stambha. He appeared in the size of a span initially. Now this thing, when he appeared in the size of a span, that is size of the thumb, so that should be connected with the Vedanta. He is present in that size in our heart. Parashakti and Paramashiva are present in the size of a thumb in the heart of all the living entities. Angushta matraha purushantaratma. That's how he is described. He is that ultimate Purusha, Purushovai, Rudraha, Mahadeva and Parashakti are present in the size of a thumb in the heart of all the living entities. Sadajananam hridaye sannivishtaha kritamanisha manasabiklipto ya etat viduramritaste bhavanti. Mahanarayana Upanishad and Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So he appeared in the size of the span in front of Brahma and Narayana. And Brahma and Narayana were confused. What is this? Infinite tejas, infinite effulgence. Splendor is coming out of this, which is appearing in the size of a thumb. I don't know what is this. Both of them are confused, and that increased in size. That personality, Mahadeva, he increased in size and he exhibited his infinite form with no beginning and no end. Agni Stambha. He appeared as an immovable pillar. No Stambha. This is not probably connected to this, lecture, but I wanted to mention this because I came across this. So the words in Sanskrit are very, very, you should use it very carefully. Now, if you say stambha, the second bha, then it means the infinite pillar. Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha. We have to press on that bha. But when we say stambha, just the first bha, then it refers to the blade of a grass. Katarudra Upanishad says, Tvat adi asyaivananda koshena stambanta Vishnu purvakaha, from the blade of a grass till Vishnu. From the blade of a grass, that's there it refers to first birth, stambha. But here it refers to stambha. Mahadeva appeared as an Agni stambha, the second birth, infinite pillar where Brahma and Narayana kept on searching for Lord Shiva. Anadhyantam adhyam param tattvam artham, with no beginning and end he appeared. It is present in Padma Purana, Narada Purana too, where Vishnu claims, I am still searching for your feet. Even the Upanishads are searching for your feet, O Mahadeva. But I am not able to, you have not manifested that to me. The same is told by Haradatta Shivacharya. Even Brahma and Vishnu are still searching for your beginning and end, O Mahadeva. They cannot find you. They can never find you. You know, with Ahankara, we can never understand Lord Shiva. That's why Vishwanara Maharshi says, only bhaktas, only Shiva bhaktas can understand. No vedatvam isha sakshad viveda, nova vishnur no vidata kilasya. Nova vishnur, even Vishnu, no vidata. Even the creator Brahma and the Vedas cannot understand you. Only a Shiva bhakta who submits, who surrenders to you, who does sharanagati to you can understand you. So, you know, he is the ultimate source of life. Skamba Suktam is present in Atharva Veda. So there are also commentaries for that Skamba Suktam, which describes that Agni Stamba episode only. So he is the ultimate source of life. There is also a place in Rig Veda where Lord Shiva enters into the heart of all the living entities and then gives them life. He activates Brahma, he activates Narayana, and then he activates all the Jivatmas in this entire universe. Or else we are just, you know, corpse. We are nothing, no less than corpse without Parashakti and Paramashiva. So he is the ultimate giver of life, the source of life, you know. And that is coming from that Agni Stambha, and that's why Mahadeva is called as Tanu.